Now, the word tells us what faith is. And now faith is, substance. What is faith? Substance. What is substance? Substance is something tangible, right? All right. All of you in this building, aren't these chairs substance? They are tangible, right? You're not standing up. You're not sitting in the floor with your leg crossed or arm folded. You're sitting in a chair. Why? Because it's substance. You can make contact with it, can't you? You know how to make contact with that, what? With those chairs. Two. In other words, it's something you can get a hold to. Well, that's in the natural realm. You see it with your eyes. You got legs to walk towards that chair. You got energy. You got sense to know what it is. You operate your five senses to take the advantage of these chairs and sit in. If somebody was out of their mind and didn't know what they're doing, they might go and sit in the corner. You say, what are they doing? They go and sit over there and they're not using their senses in this natural realm to operate and take the advantage of these seats. Am I communicating? If you learn these simple truths, if you learn these things that's real simple, and the Lord told me, and that's what I am, a simple teacher. I'm not that whatever. Amen. Get too big of words, you lose me anyway. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying not you, big words. I like for stuff to be simple. Understandable is a better word. If you can understand it, if you use big words, make sure you make it simple. Amen. Now faith is, what is now faith is the substance of things hoped for. All right. How many of you ever hoped for a house, car? How many ever hoped for money? Well, because you have hope, listen to me now. That means you have to get something that will produce a house, something that will produce a car. And what will produce a house? Money. You got enough money, you can buy your house. If you got enough credit, you can get one on turn, right? But how do I get the money and the credit? Well, first, I got to have a job. And then when I get on the job, I got to be a good worker. I need to be a good worker. I don't need to be a whatever. Other words, what I'm saying, you understand how to go about to acquire these things, right? You know how to do it. Well, there are things in the realm of the spirit you can't see, but faith know how to get them. And God has given you the measure of faith to get it. So he's telling you what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. See that? Faith is both tangible and evident. I'm going to say that again. Faith, those two things will win your case in any court. If you got the evidence, you got the proof. If you got proof and you got evidence, you win your case in any court. I don't care what. That's highest court there may be I think it's Supreme Court. You win your case. If you got the proof, I don't care if it's federal, I don't care if it's local, whatever. Well, faith is your evidence. Faith is your proof and evidence of what you don't see. So how do I use it? Well, let's look at it like this. Since it's my evidence, it's my proof and my evidence, this is what God did. Romans 12:3, if you put that up for me real quick. Romans 12:3, third chapter of the book of Romans, 12th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 3. Romans 12:3. Hallelujah. Now watch it. For I say, now listen what it is. Is this okay? Am I doing okay, or do I need to do something different? For I say through the grace, notice how it happened. I say through the grace. It's God's grace that was granted you. See, when you got grace, you were given ability to operate like God. That's why he gave you his grace. So you have his sufficiency in your faith walk. So, through the grace that's given to me and every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to do what? But to think, come on, soberly, according as God has dealt to who? How many? Every man, the measure of faith. All right, what kind of faith did he deal? What kind of faith was dealt to you? What kind of faith was dealt to you? Mark 11:22 says, Mark 11:22, can y'all put that up? I know I put y'all on the spot, but that's all right, y'all. Y'all know how to come out like a champion. Mark 11:22 says what? And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. And if you read other translations, you know, just go read the different one, it'll help you. One said, have the faith of God. Well, how, if he tell me to have the faith of God, that means God has to give me his faith. I mean, you understand this, you can't go down to the seed place where they, you know, co-op or wherever they sell it, and you say, I'm buying me 20 bags of corn, and I'm gonna raid me some cotton. It just ain't gonna happen. You can't go buy your pasture full of goats and say, I'm gonna have me some cows. It just ain't gonna work. So if God knows that much about these things in the natural that they won't work, don't you think he know about how his thing worked in the realm of the spirit? Huh? So he said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Well, what is he saying? Let me say it another way, that you have the faith of God. Really what it says. So what did that mean? God gave me the same kind of faith that he has. Why would he call me his child, call you his children, then give you something different from who he is? You didn't do that to your children. They ate one kind of food and you ate another. They sit at one table and you at another. That's the only reason why you did that, because there wasn't enough room at the table you were sitting at. You share the same house, you share the same food, you share the same bathroom, and so forth and so on, right? Well, then God had called us his children. What did God? He wants to share his goodness, who he is. So what are you going to do? He made you. I'm doing my best to make this as simple as I can. He made you just like himself with the ability, the capability of believing God, receiving God, receiving who he is so you can operate, act like he does. Hello.